Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Roots on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
The Roots on fire. Wayne Allen Root, welcome to the show. Before I get to some really interesting news, because the whole nation is literally on fire as we speak over illegal aliens being dumped in Martha's Vineyard and at Kamala Harris's house, all of which was my idea. I'm always right in the middle of everything. It's quite amazing. But before I get to all of that, I got to tell you about two funny stories written by the Babylon Bee, because they're hilarious. First of all, the first one is headlined, and Babylon Bee is a satire comedy site with conservative comedians. FBI reports fantastic night's sleep after a raid on my pillow. That's a great one. And then this one even tops that one. The Obamas construct new cages at their Martha's Vineyard mansion to hold the arriving migrants. In the wake of the arrival of scores of migrants on the island, Barack and Michelle Obama gave orders to their staff to immediately begin construction of new cages to house the influx of foreign nationals at their luxurious Martha's Vineyard estate. It's a tried and true method we've had success with in the past, said President Obama. We want to make these incoming migrants feel just as welcome as the hundreds of thousands of migrants crossing the southern border when I was president, which means they will be kept in cages built by me, obviously. Though the Martha's Vineyard population seemed troubled to suddenly have to deal with the type of problems normally reserved for the common folk of the United States, the Obamas welcomed the opportunity to have more cheap labor around their palatial grounds. It's so hard to find good help these days, Michelle Obama sighed during her morning inspection of the landscaping. Having a regular influx of servants may actually work in our favor. This is hilarious. I mean, this is what liberals are all about. Ron DeSantis sent two plane loads of illegal immigrants into Martha's Vineyard, and the world is exploding. And he also dropped off busloads of migrants at Border Czar Kamala Harris's home, and there are now at least 100 migrants camping on her lawn. This is hilarious. And so it's time for my column of the week, which will be my national syndicated column across the country this weekend. Here's the strategy to destroy Democrats. Let's make it rain illegal aliens everywhere that woke liberals live. Muhammad Ali said, it ain't bragging if you can back it up. So I think it's okay to tout the fact that I've come up with quite a few good ideas over the years that were adopted by major GOP leaders, including the President of the United States and now the best governor in America. I was the guy who recommended President Trump declare a national security emergency at the border, which would allow him to grab money from the Pentagon budget to build the wall, and liberals lost their minds. I was the first to recommend President Trump become Speaker of the House after Republicans win the midterms. That way Trump can lead the impeachment and indictments of Biden and his communist cabal for treason. And again, liberals lost their minds. Most importantly, over a decade ago, I wrote the column urging GOP governors to ship illegal aliens to deep blue Democrat towns. If Democrats love illegals so much, let them live with them. My idea was to ship illegal aliens by the thousands to exclusive wealthy towns filled with rich liberal hypocrites, places like Martha's Vineyard. Finally, someone had the balls and the common sense to listen. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis just did it. That's why Ron DeSantis is the best governor in America by a mile. He has balls. Here was his 1-2 punch combination. First, he sent a plane load of illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard, Obama's backyard, airport. Then he shipped a plane load to the front lawn of Vice President Kamala Harris's home. Hashtag bullseye. The liberals are melting down. DeSantis has the right idea. I should know. It's my idea. But he has to expand it. Go much further. Every other GOP governor needs to join the fight. Now is the time to step up the pressure. Put the pedal to the metal and balls to the walls. First, don't stop at Martha's Vineyard. Let's hit all the rich, woke, liberal, spoiled brat Democrat towns. Send thousands of illegal aliens each week to the Hamptons. Bury the Hamptons in illegals. Cover their beaches with illegals. Make sure elitist, woke, libtards have to step over hordes of homeless illegals to get into Starbucks, their hairdresser, their nail salon, their supermarket, their favorite restaurants, and their kids' schools. Let's make it rain illegals everywhere woke liberals live. Don't stop at the Hamptons either. Fly them and bus them by the thousands, tens of thousands, eventually hundreds of thousands to Scarsdale, Great Neck, Beverly Hills, Malibu, Palo Alto, La Jolla, Napa Valley, Beacon Hill in Boston, South Beach, Palm Beach. Bombard all the exclusive wealthy towns where liberals live. Make them scream uncle. Then let's go after Democrat politicians. All of them. Make them eat crow. DeSantis has the right idea to flood Vice President Kamala Harris's lawn with illegals, but don't stop there. Flood the lawns of every Democrat politician who enables open borders. Nancy Pelosi, John Kerry, Chuck Schumer, Transportation Secretary Mayor Pete Butthead, Joe Biden's Delaware Beach House. Send them there. And don't forget California Governor Gavin Newsom's mansion. Ruin their elitist neighborhoods, bankrupt their property values, surround them with crime, poop, pee, drug needles, and smelly tents. Make the hypocrite elite woke liberals scream in pain and misery. But don't stop with national Democrat leaders. Flood the homes of current Democrat candidates like John Fetterman for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania, Tim Ryan for U.S. Senate in Ohio, Senator Raphael Warnock in Georgia, and Senator Catherine Cortez Masto in Nevada. Make them answer questions about open borders while their neighborhoods are overrun by illegals. And set a few thousand illegals aside while you're at it to invade the homes of liberal talk shows like Rachel Maddow, Don Lemon, Chris Cuomo, and of course, all the TV hosts on ESPN. Make their lives miserable. Now we'll find out who are the liars, frauds, and hypocrites. Let's see who the real racists are. If Democrats like illegals so much, you can live with them. We're sending all of them to your doorstep from now on. Good luck and God bless. You're going to need it. So this has been a cry of mine for years and years and years. I wrote it 10 years ago. I've rewritten it over the years. I've talked about it on the radio day and night. I'm telling you that this is what we've got to do. And look at the response, how triggered they are. Gavin Newsom calls on Justice Department to investigate Martha's Vineyard migrant flights for kidnapping. They're hysterical. It's kidnapping now. These are illegal aliens who have no right to step one foot inside my country, and you're telling me when a governor puts him on a bus and sends him to a liberal town that he should be arrested for kidnapping, RICO, and civil rights charges. But they're going to do it. Watch. Watch. Watch them charge DeSantis and Abbott with RICO to take away their life savings while they're putting President Trump in prison. You want civil war? You want revolution? I guess you might actually get it. Watch what happens. Good luck to the Democrat Party when you try this stuff. You should live with the same people you're sending to us, you losers. And you're all upset because you don't want to live with the same people you're sending us. You don't want to live around poop and pee and homeless tents and illegal aliens on every street corner. You don't want to live around their crime, their murder, their rape, their home invasions. Here's liberal logic. I'm telling you, they're triggered. They're melting down. Martha's Vineyard calls 50 illegal immigrants a humanitarian crisis, but 4.2 million illegal immigrants crossing a secure border, that's no problem. And, of course, that's a joke, secure border, right? On Wednesday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sent two planes carrying illegals to the island of Martha's Vineyard. And during the press conference, he criticized the left, saying that their virtue signaling is a fraud. We're not a sanctuary state, and it's better to be able to go to a sanctuary jurisdiction. And yes, we will help facilitate that transport for you to be able to go to greener pastures. Biden flies people in the middle of the night, dumps them all across the country, no warning on any of this. But the minute even a small fraction of what those border towns deal with every day is brought to their front door, Democrats all of a sudden go berserk, and they're so upset this is happening. It just shows you their virtual signaling is a fraud. And then he tweeted out, in Florida, we take what's happening at the southern border seriously. We're not a sanctuary state. We will gladly facilitate the transport of illegal immigrants to sanctuary jurisdictions. So on the same day, the island of Martha's Vineyard provided an update on the status of what they're calling a humanitarian crisis involving 50 illegal immigrants. Do you understand that Biden's left 5 million in the country? This is a joke. It's a joke. Karine Jean-Pierre said on Thursday, that's the White House spokesman who's a complete moron, who's just like as dumb as a doorknob, who couldn't spell cat if I spotted her at the C and the T. Karine Jean-Pierre said on Thursday, illegal aliens deserve better than being left in Martha's Vineyard. They deserve a lot better than that. One user commented with a poster from Martha's Vineyard, said, huh? And all this time we thought they were welcome at Martha's Vineyard. Martha's Vineyard boasted, we stand with immigrants, with refugees. All are welcome here. Hate has no business here. And then the illegals arrived, and Martha's Vineyard lost their mind. Lost their mind. Unbelievable. Martha's Vineyard homeless shelter coordinator melts down. They have to move from here to somewhere else. We can't keep them here. Really? When I get back, so much more to tell you. The country's melting down because Governor DeSantis took Wayne Root's idea and flew the illegals right into the heart of deep blue liberal America. And they're losing their mind. This is what I said from day one. Let their kids go to school with them. Let them eat with them. Let them crap with them. Good luck. Let them live in your parks. You can have them. I don't want them. Ship them out of the red states by the millions. Send them to Martha's Vineyard. Send them to Beverly Hills. Send them to Great Neck and Scarsdale. Good luck. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see the makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
By GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot lot of hay. ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Raw and unfiltered.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, I got an even funnier one from the Babylon Bee. Martha's Vineyard resident calls police to report an Hispanic in the neighborhood that's not operating a leaf blower. That is great. That is great. That describes liberals. Don't you understand it? That's what they're like. There's an Hispanic man on the street, and he's not got a leaf blower in his hand. He must be a murderer. That's what these people are like. These elitist losers from Harvard and Columbia. And I'm from Columbia, and my daughter went to Harvard. But I can't stand the schools, and I can't stand the people they turn out. It's disgusting. Brainwashed losers. Communist traitors. Ruining our country every step of the way. Goldgate Capital, by the way, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You could see the disaster in slow motion developing in front of you, but actually it's in fast motion developing in front of you. It's a fast motion disaster that we're all living right now. And so that's why more than ever I recommend you diversify with physical gold and silver. Actually, a better way to say it is I recommend you protect yourself. Self-defense with physical gold and silver. And the company I recommend, Goldgate Capital, they sell physical gold and silver you can put in your IRA, your SEP IRA, or have it delivered right to your door, 100% insured, A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. When it comes time to sell, Goldgate Capital makes it easy peasy. They'll buy the metals back from you. So call Goldgate Capital toll-free. Tell them Wayne Alaroot sent you, War sent you. They'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Did you just hear me? $15,000 in free silver? Over and your first order is possible? Holy cannoli. 855-770-GOLD. Trivia question. Who used to say that? Holy cannoli. Phil Rizzuto of the New York Yankees. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD or goldgatecapital.com. Tell them War sent you. If there's anything worse then the illegal open borders, illegal alien invasion of America. Ted Cruz is calling on America and the United States Congress to defund Biden's army of IRS agents. Go get him, Ted. I love it. Senator Ted Cruz has called on his Republican colleagues in Congress to block funding for what he describes as Biden's army of IRS agents that the GOP has warned would be used to target Americans earning less than $400,000 a year. No, that's not what they're used for. You got it wrong. They're going to be targeting every Republican supporter, donor, conservative political action committee. They're coming after every important Republican influencer. Don't you get it? That's what they did when Romney ran for president. That was Obama's game plan. And that's what they're putting into effect right now. And I warned everybody back then, but nobody in the GOP wanted to listen. I said, everyone who writes a check to the GOP is being targeted with an IRS audit. How do I know? Because I was in the news day and night saying that I was being targeted by the Obama IRS for destruction for being a conservative political voice on Fox News. And as a result of that, I became very popular and people started emailing me that they were being audited right after writing a check to the GOP or to Mitt Romney's campaign. And this was in 2012. That's a long time ago. 10 years ago, going on 11 years ago, they were already, they figured out they could target, they could use the IRS to destroy their political opposition. That's exactly what they were doing. So don't you think they're going to be doing it again now, except with $80 billion extra dollars and 87,000 new agents? This is a joke. Cruz says every single Republican should commit to not funding Biden's army of IRS agents. I'd like to know what Republican's going to go along with funding them. Anyone who disagrees with Ted Cruz, as far as I'm concerned, F you. You're nothing. You're not a Republican. You're a loser. You're a turncoat. You're a Democrat in Republican clothing. This is a joke. And if you audit with 87,000 agents every small business in America, you'll destroy the American economy, which, by the way, is on the verge of being destroyed anyway. So why not? Hey, there's no energy, and the border's being invaded. The inflation is through the roof, and now we got a national rail strike right on the verge of happening tomorrow. But Cruz says every single Republican ought to say, we will not vote to fund these 87,000 new IRS agents. We're not going to fund Biden's army to harass Americans. And we're going to take that money and put it on our southern border to secure our border. I like it. I like it. Really good. So Ted Cruz with a good idea. It's about time someone besides Wayne Root came up with a good idea in the whole Republican Party. Boy, I've been filling their coiffures with good ideas for 10 years now. And these morons can't take a cue. Wayne Allyn Root. RootForAmerica.com is my website. RootForAmerica.com. And you can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. My social media, you'll find me at Truth Social and at Getter, G-E-T-T-R, Getter and Truth Social, Donald Trump's site. Truth Social, I'm at Real Wayne Root. At Getter, I'm at Wayne Root. Check it out. I'll see you in a second.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fewer Americans are filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits. Numbers out Thursday show the government received 213,000 initial requests last week, down from the prior week's 218,000. Tragedy is averted as rail leaders come to an agreement that will prevent a nationwide strike. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
A tentative railway labor agreement has been reached, averting a potentially devastating strike right before the midterm elections. Railroads and union representatives have been in negotiations for 20 hours at the Labor Department on Wednesday to ink out a deal. The risk of a strike starting on Friday could have shut down the rail lines across the country.
Tennis star Roger Federer posts on social media that he's retiring from competitive tennis. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This just requested Mike Lindell of MyPillow to sue the Biden administration and the FBI over the seizure of his phone. We are suing the United States government and the FBI, Lindell announced today. He announced during an appearance on Steve Bannon's War Room, he's assembled a team of lawyers and will be suing the United States government after his phone was seized by the FBI. Some of the best lawyers in the country are on his team. Alan Dershowitz, Andrew Parker, Kurt Olson, amongst others. We're suing the U.S. government. We're suing the FBI. This isn't to get the phone back. This is my first, fourth, and fifth amendment rights are broken. We're not going to put up with this. We aren't going to be the Gestapo like in Nazi Germany. We're being proactive. I was on the phone with these attorneys. I said, no, I want to sue. We have all the lawyers on the phone. They looked at all the statutes. We're going to go places no man has gone before. This will set a precedent. This has to stop. Thank you, Mike Lindell. Perfect timing because this segment is sponsored by MyPillow, Mike Lindell's company. And use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allen. MyPillow.com. You save up to 66% on MyPillow pillows, MyPillow mattress tops, MyPillow slippers, amazing, MyPillow towel sets, MyPillow bed sheets, MyPillow beach towels, MyPillow travel pillows, and MyPillow dog beds that Bubba, my golden doodle, just loves more than anything in the world. He sleeps in that bed. He just loves it so much he never wants to get out of it. Get that MyPillow dog bed and the MyPillow slippers. Those are the two best things I've ever bought from anyone. Highest quality ever. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code WAR, and get up to 66% off, and know you're spending your money with a great patriot, Mike Lindell. Join the fight and back Mr. Lindell, my boss at Lindell TV Network, where I now have a starring role on both Lindell 1, Lindell TV 1, and Lindell TV 2. All right, my guest is here, Niger Innes, civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesperson for the Congress of Racial Equality, otherwise known as CORE, and he serves on the NRA Board of Directors nationwide, the NRA National Rifle Association Board of Directors. Niger, it's an honor to have you on the show. How are you?
Great to be on with you, brother, as always.
We call your segment the State of the Disunion, and so I guess this is a perfect time to take a look at the stakes in the November elections. What will it look like, America, if Democrats win in November? What will it look like if Republicans win in November?
Well, let's go with the better case, Sunshine Sam scenario, before we get to the Gloomy Gus scenario. If Republicans take over, and not only the House, but the Senate as well, that means that the vultures are going to be circling the carcass that is also known as the current president of the United States, Joe Biden, because he will get all of the blame, indeed, and there will be a war within the Democratic Party between the radicals, who really aren't even Democrats. They're more like socialists or communists. People like AOC and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and Presley, you know, these young gun red radicals are going to be fighting for the heart and soul of the Democratic Party against the Nancy Pelosi's of the world, the Steny Hoyers of the world, the Chuck Schumers of the world that are, you know, in many ways just as radical, but a little have just a tad bit more sanity and a tad bit more judgment than these radicals. And so that's going to be a very vicious fight. There's going to be an effort made to dump Joe Biden, to make sure that he does not run for reelection. And on the Republican side, I think, it's going to bode very, very well. I mean, particularly if we sort of pick up the Senate, then Donald Trump is actually going to be vindicated because he has been criticized for picking the more what the establishment media labels radical right wing folk who can't win a general election. And in fact, in some cases, and you know this, Wayne, very well, Democrats have funded who they believe would be the most vulnerable Republicans to run against in a general election. And a lot of times those mischievous efforts coincide with President Trump's picks. So if indeed Republicans should overcome and win in places like Georgia and Arizona and New Hampshire, then indeed Trump will be, he's already a 1,000-pound gorilla. He'll be a 10,000-pound gorilla. And I think there'll be no way for any of his challenges to stop him from picking up the Republican nomination.
I think it's gonna boomerang and backfire on him. I really do. I believe that some of these quote unquote extreme and radical Republican candidates are exactly what the average American is thinking right now. I think Biden is hated, despised. Inflation is destroying, wiping out middle class Americans. I believe that the MAGA candidates will do better than a rhino would have done. So I think this is gonna backfire spectacularly on Democrats.
And if it does, Wayne, then you know, like I said, then Trump is going to be unstoppable. And not only is he going to win the nomination of the Republican Party for president, but I'd say he'd be the odds-on favorite, certainly in a rematch against Joe Biden, and certainly in a fight against Gavin Newsom, who is presiding over the gargantuan failure that is California. You know, all these liberals, you know, like Bernie Sanders, always want to talk about income inequality and how the rich aren't paying their fair share, and they live a particular lifestyle that the rest of us in middle America, middle class, and working class, and poor folk don't have. That is worse in the blue states. It's worse in places like California, in places like San Francisco and Los Angeles, where if you are a working class, middle class American, you have no hope of surviving. And where, you know, the elite rich live in gated, protected communities with armed guards, if you will, to protect them from the disastrous crime and homelessness. So I would love for Gavin Newsom to be the Democrat nominee, and I think it would bode well for the public. Now that's the Sunshine Sam scenario. The gloomy gut scenario, Wayne, I don't feel good about, and that would be that somehow, some way, the Democrats hold on to Congress. Actually, right now, I'd say it's 50-50 shot. Republicans look a little bit better in the Senate than they did a few weeks ago. But I still say it's a 50-50 shot that the Democrats hold on to the Senate. So that wouldn't be a big surprise. What would be shocking is if the Democrats actually gained a couple of seats or held on to enough seats to maintain their majority in the House, and for Speaker Pelosi to maintain speakership. That would be a shock to the system. I think, you know, just like I said, that a Democratic loss would cause turmoil on the Democrat-liberal side, I think a subsequent Democrat victory will cause a great deal of turmoil on our side. I think a lot of our supporters that we depend on coming out to the polls in great numbers are just not going to have faith in our elections, and they're going to believe that there's massive voter fraud and that the voter fraud is baked into the cake and that there's no way to get rid of it. And consequently, in 2022 and then subsequent elections, 2024 and beyond, a lot of us may stay home, and that doesn't bode well because, you know, our people can only take so much crap before we rebel. And that makes me a little nervous. So that's a really gloomy gut scenario if somehow, some way, Democrats should be able to hold on to the House or actually gain seats in the House.
There's actually some breaking news I wanted to get your reaction to on a couple of fronts. First of all, California Governor Gavin Newsom asked the DOJ to consider kidnapping charges and using RICO against GOP governors sending illegals to blue states. Can you believe the hysteria, the meltdown, the triggering going on among liberals who are so scared that their nightmare situation is coming true? They left the border open. They're letting everybody in. They're waving and encouraging everybody in, but we're going to start sending them all to their cities, to their neighborhoods, to their streets, to their mansions, and Nancy Pelosi and Gavin Newsom could have hundreds of thousands of them camping on their street, and they're getting scared. Can you imagine? He says it's kidnapping to take an illegal that's illegally setting foot in my country, and our Republican governor says, if you like them so much, let's send them to you, and that's kidnapping.
Well, last time I checked, California is a sanctuary state. Gavin Newsom, when he won re-election, I put one in quotes, re-election, he gave a big speech with his child in his hand, standing up, smiling, saying, we welcome immigrants. We are not going to be intolerant. We welcome immigrants. So what's the problem, Gavin? What's the problem with these buses coming to the doorsteps of San Francisco and Los Angeles and Chicago, Illinois, and New York City?
Well, you know, they weren't panicking, Niger, until they sent them to their houses. See, he's scared. They were at Kamala's house yesterday, and they're at Martha's Vineyard, Obama's house, just a couple days ago. So that's what's caused this last-second meltdown. They're scared we're going to send them to Nancy Pelosi's lawn and Gavin Newsom's lawn, and his kids are going to have to deal with this.
They, you know, radical liberals love to think about people in the third person as a concept, you know, right? As part of an ideology. They love people when it comes to that. But when it comes to them being on their doorstep and them having to actually deal with them, then it's a different ballgame. Then it's hijacking, it's kidnapping, it's racism, it's all kinds of nonsense. What? Utter hypocrites these people are.
And it's escalating. The Illinois governor has declared an emergency over illegal aliens bused from Texas. So 5 million illegals coming into the country since Biden became president, somewhere between 4 and 5 million. And that's not a crisis at all. There's no problem. But 50 or 100 in your town, if it's a blue town, that's a crisis. This is amazing. We'll be right back with Niger Innes. More with Niger, the civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for CORE, and NRA board member, Niger Innes, with Wayne Allyn-Root when we return. RootForAmerica.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. This is Wayne Allyn-Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit Engineered Tax Services. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn-Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Raw and un... Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. We'll be right back with Nigel Innes. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Ameo Life, AmioLife.com. You know, you all of you know how much I value my health, how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to keep Americans healthy. One of my favorite companies is Ameo Life. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day. I use their natural silver mouthwash 3 times, 4 times a day. I use their silver gel on my face each night before bedtime and under my eyes. And I use their lozenges, they're cherry, wild cherry silver lozenges all show long to keep my voice alive. It's part of my daily wellness routine. And to fight inflation, they've agreed to do what I asked them to do, take 30% off their entire product line for anyone who says Root 30. There's the code for you. Root 30 for Wayne Allyn Root. Go to AmioLife.com, Ameo, A-M-E-O, AmioLife.com, or give them a call directly at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148, and just say or type in Root 30 to get 30% off their entire product line. Toll free, 800-422-8148. All right, Nigel Innes is back with us. He is a civil rights leader, conservative activist, and national spokesman for CORE, the Congress of Racial Equality. You're the guy, Nigel, that should comment on the column I'm about to write. I'll probably have it out on Monday. And it's my idea for how Donald Trump can literally change the entire country, destroy the Democrat Party, win re-election in 2024, change his whole image. He needs to call Putin, then get on an airplane, fly to Russia, and bring back Brittany, what is it, Grenier? Is that how you pronounce her last name?
Yeah, Griner. Uh-huh.
Griner. Brittany Griner, the WNBA star. Bring her back, and Trump can get it done because of his former friendship with Putin in a way that Biden can't get it done. He will embarrass Biden, make Biden look like an inept, incompetent fool, and he will impress the black community, females, the gay community, and then this election is his. It changes his whole image. What do you think about my idea?
I think that is a stroke of freaking genius, Wayne. I think that is brilliant, and I think it's actually possible within the realm of possibility. It's not crazy at all.
Fact it's is, absolutely
a very reasonable relationship with Vladimir Putin. Putin is not gaining from holding Brittany Griner. Not at all, okay? And it would be truly a win-win-win for everybody involved. I think it's a brilliant idea, Wayne.
Yeah, I got two brilliant ideas. One, he goes and gets Brittany Griner. Is that what he said, Griner? And what team did she play for? She wasn't the Vegas team, was she? Oh, Phoenix.
No,
okay.
No, she wasn't.
Okay. Vegas is about to win the whole thing. And second of all, he needs to become the Speaker of the House. That's the other brilliant Wainwright idea. He's got to be Speaker of the House.
I remember that.
We cannot wait for 2024.
I remember that. Your idea was for him to run for Congress in Florida, win, and then get elected Speaker.
Yeah, except he doesn't have to anymore. In other words, at the time I came up with that idea, it was January of 2021, I just said it would be smart to run in an easy Republican district and then get elected to Congress, then run for Speaker of the House and win, and then lead the impeachment of Biden and the whole communist treasonous cabal and go right into the election as the leader of the whole Republican Party and a guy who got something done and a hero. And I thought that would be great. But then I found out after that you don't have to run for office or be a congressman to be elected Speaker of the House. So now you just win. We win in November, and he can become Speaker of the House. Kevin McCarthy is a nightmare. He's no good. McCarthy's no good, and McConnell's no good. You got to get Trump in there if you want to really impeach, have any chance at all of impeaching Biden. You got to get Trump in there. It's just my opinion. But
I think that is another stroke of genius. I think that Trump would get elected in a landslide in the House of Representatives. I think Republicans would be afraid not to vote for him. And it would be a very interesting platform. You would essentially have, for the next 2 years, you would essentially have two heads of state. You would have Donald Trump as the head of the legislative branch and Joe Biden, even ailing Joe Biden as president of the United States. It would be a fascinating historical marker, and it would make the liberals' head explode. And and actually, that pathway to national prominence and national power is a lot easier path for President Trump than actually running for re-election for president of the United States.
So yeah.
I think that strategically would be brilliant.
Well, you know,
imagine having a...
I'm just going to say I specialize in ideas that make liberals' heads explode. Because everything I do makes liberals' heads explode. Do you remember when I was on Newsmax TV, I was their leading host at 8 o'clock at night, and someone called in and said, why do the Jewish people hate Trump so much? And I said, well, the Jewish people in America may hate him, but in Israel, he's beloved. He's like the king of the Jews. And the next morning, Trump walks out.
He's more popular than the prime minister in Israel.
The next morning, he tweets out, thank you, Wayne Root, for calling me the king of the Jews. And then he walks out of the White House and says, yes, Wainwright said it, I am the chosen one. And the entire country exploded. Everybody went nuts, and they were reporting for the front lawn of the White House. Wayne Allen Root said that Trump's the king of the Jews, and now Trump thinks he's the chosen one. Everything I do makes liberal heads melt down. It's very funny. Very funny. Niger Innes being on the NRA board of directors, I'm sure you make liberal heads melt down. Thanks for all you do, Niger. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Wayne. Take care.
All right, civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for CORE, the Congress of Racial Equality, and on the NRA Board of Directors. Impressive resume, Niger Innes. I'm Wayne Allen Root. RootForAmerica.com is the website. Up next is Lindell TV. Go to frankspeech.com, frankspeech.com, and immediately click on Lindell TV 2, and I'm on.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
90.